Hare Krishna.
Another question today.
Manjari is asking from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and in the conversation with Uddhava, Nard, and Gop Kumar, Narada advises Uddhava to go to Jagannath Puri, and to go from Dwarka to Jagannath Puri. And because there he'll see Krishna in that form that he knows him, and he will be able to progress further in his quest. But Uddhava says no, he shouldn't go there because he won't be able to experience utter helplessness in Puri. And he gives some reasons why. But Manjari wants to know, what is the underlying reason behind those reasons? Uddhava gives the reason that there'll be Jagannath's darshan, is freely available at any time, and that Jagannath's prasadam is also there. And over and above that, then there are different festivals of Vrindavan that give joy to the heart. Well, what's wrong with all of those things? So that becomes Manjari's question. Why are those things obstruction to developing prema and developing humility? Now, just the context is that this conversation is preceded by a deep discussion on the importance of dānya, or utter humility, in attaining prema. And and the two are discussed as being really very, very closely linked, as how dānya, humility, is essential in order to actually develop prema. And if someone has prema, then he will have this utter humility. Now, this utter humility is, it's an advanced stage of humility. It's not just being humble, that devotees already have that quality to different degrees, but it's a very extreme quality of humility. And here, in answer to Manjari's question as to, well, what's wrong with all of those things, obviously the answer is nothing. There's nothing wrong, but Jagannath Starsha, Mahaprasadam, festivals, all give the presence of the Lord. In other words, it's a real consoling situation, in that if he goes there, then Gop Kumar will really feel the presence of Jagannath. But Uddhava says no, he shouldn't feel the presence, he should feel the absence of Krishna. Because if he feels the absence of Krishna, if he feels Vipralamba, it is Vipralamba that fine-tunes devotees' sentiments. Why? Why separation? Because when you're separated from Krishna, rather than Puri being with him, separated as in being in Vrindavan and going to the places of Krishna's pastimes, when you're separated and you just remind her, then you become like hopeless. You become despondent. You're brought to your knees. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? If you don't feel that intense separation, then you won't feel that intense humility. So this is what Uddhava was driving at. Narada agreed with him. In fact, he posed this proposal just so that Uddhava would be able to elaborate on this topic a little further. Obviously, Narada being a great scholar of Bhakti Yoga and knowing all of these things. So, feeling separation, and that feelings of separation is not just at such an advanced stage. After all, he's already in Vaikuntha, and going from Vaikuntha planet to Vaikuntha planet and seeing the Lord in different forms. This is for beginner devotees as well. Here we are in the material world. Hari Hari Vipale Jana Magavina. And that we've abandoned Krishna, we've left Krishna. So even just trying to feel that feeling of separation, it's actually imperative for being able to chant Hare Krishna and practice Krishna consciousness nicely. And whereas, you know, we're not discouraged from going to Jagannath Puri, but in our japa, we should try to feel this mood of separation. The Prabhupada says, try to feel it, means it's, yes, it starts off as a imposition. It may be a psychological imposition, but that's part of regulated devotion, is that you try things, you try to appreciate things. Appreciation is sort of the beginning of feeling, and by cultivating that, by the chanting of the holy name, that then becomes richer and deeper.